I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Buongiorno. Welcome to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver at UBC campus, where it's all crazy today. It's the start of the school year, and so there are all these first-year students running around out there in coloured T-shirts being led around doing crazy things. Hope everyone has a great start to the school year. Wow, trying to remember back to when it was my first year at university quite some time ago. We just heard from Filippo Gambetta from his album Pria Goea, La Lumaca Equilibrista. It's about a snail, basically, who's balancing, trying to keep his balance. Or actually, a snail that lost his balance is on the back on his shell and he can't get up again. Filippo Gambetta is a great accordion player, actually an organetto player. It's a type of diatonic accordion with buttons. And he is from Genoa. His father, Beppe, is a well-known flat picker and also guitarist of note, of historical repertoire as well. Today I'm going to feature a bunch of Italian accordion music of different types in preparation for a show I'm planning to do on Co-op Radio with the guys from Accordion Noir. Accordion Noir is a great accordion show that's been happening on Co-op Radio, which is 102.7 FM, for the last number of years, and it'll be on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. I'm going to be doing it the last Wednesday of this month on the 29th of September, so I'll keep you informed about that if you're interested in hearing some more Italian accordion music. So I've prepared a bunch of things that feature the accordion, different Italian groups. Starting off with a gypsy group from Italy called Acquaraggia Drom. So let's hear what they have to say about the accordion.
Yeah.
Very cute, cute song there by a group called Chuma, Salvi e Tombesi. Actually, three diatonic accordion players from other groups. Roberto Tombesi plays with a group called Calicanto, and they do a lot of research into the traditional music of the Veneto region. He has been performing music for more than 25 years and is very well known both as a singer and as a diatonic accordion player. And Mario Salvi is a Roman organetto player, also quite well known. And Chuma is from a group called Bevano Est from Emilia-Romagna. And they do a lot of very interesting theatre work, amongst other things. And it's a really nice album called Il Mare di Lato. And it features organetto, voice, percussion, and also has a few other guests on the album, not just those three. You can check that out. There's a great blog, actually, called Italian Folk Music, italianfolkmusic.blogspot.com, that has information and snippets of music from lots of different Italian folk music groups and musicians. The name of that track actually was called, it's a type of dance, of course. A lot of music for accordion is, of course, dance music, and this is a Scottish, which is a type of dance. It's Scottish Polisana No. 7 is the name of that one. Before that, from an album of completely of organetto music, Bar Italia, musica per organetto dall'Italia. We heard from the Piemontese musician Fabio Dovigo, who's from Turin. And he also played a Scottish, which was called the Scottish dell'Aviatore, the Aviator's Scottish. Starting off that set with Acqua Raja Drom from their album Mr. Romano, and a lovely track about wine called Il Vino. So you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. It's 20 past 2 here up at UBC. Hope everyone's having a great afternoon. It's turned out to be a lovely day. And I'll be back shortly with some more music for you.
CITR 101.9 FM and the Biltmore Cabaret proudly present the return of Osaka, Japan's pop-punk princesses, Shonen Knight. Along for the ride will be none other than Nashville, Tennessee's terrible twosome, Jeff the Brotherhood. And rounding out the evening, Vancouver's own White Lungs. Thursday, September the 9th, Shonen Knight, Jeff the Brotherhood, and White Lung. The Biltmore Cabaret, doors at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Neptune, Red Cat Records, and At the Door. Presented by CITR 101.9 FM and the Biltmore Cabaret.
She's locked.
Totò Rechessa, un grandissimo suonatore dell'organetto sardo. Lui è nato ad Irgoli, che è un paese nella Sardegna centro-orientale, e lui ha iniziato a suonare intorno ai 15 anni, suonando prima i balli del suo paese, poi imparando il repertorio di danza di tutta la Sardegna. Ed è un suonatore di raro virtuosismo, è proprio bravissimo. E anche a suonare, oltre a suonare l'organetto, lui insegna anche le danze tradizionali sarde. E abbiamo sentito Mandroli Sai, che viene da un suo disco Organitos, e prima di cui Ronnie Microband dal disco Bar Italia, Organetto dall'Italia, con una danza, che è un brano che si chiama Saltarello. E invece abbiamo iniziato con una canzone che mi è sempre piaciuta, che si chiama Anita e Pepin, che viene da un disco intitolato Anita Anita, che è un disco di Riccardo Tesi con tre altri musicisti, che sono Jean-Marie Carlotti, che suona chitarra e canta, Daniel Craighead, che suona tastiere, soprano, sax e percussioni, e Patrick Vaillant, che è mandolinista e anche violinista e cantante francese. E Anita Anita è un disco che è stato pubblicato nel 1900, ho iniziato con l'idea nel 1986 con un'idea di Patrick e Jean-Luc Vaillant, loro sono di Nice, di Nizza in Francia. Ci sono delle cose scritte sia in italiano che nella lingua provençale, ed è un disco che praticamente parla di Garibaldi ed è dedicata alla creazione di Anita, a sua moglie. Bellissimo disco, non so se sia ancora possibile comprarlo, comunque vale la pena andare a cercarlo. Anita Anita con Riccardo Tesi, Patrick Vaillant, Daniel Craighead e Jean-Marie Carlotti. Allora, siete d'ascolto di Give Them the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull e questo è un'ora di musica italiana, oggi di musica, diciamo, della fisarmonica, dell'orgonetto, diciamo dei vari tipi di fisarmonica che esistono in Italia. Io spero che vi divertite ad ascoltare queste cose, anche se vabbè, può sembrare un po' strano magari ascoltare tutta un'ora di musica di fisarmonica, però ci sono talmente tanti tipi e tante cose, tante specie di musica per l'organetto, che vale la pena. Allora, vorrei invece adesso vedere se c'è un'altra cosa carina che vi posso proporre. Sto pensando invece ad una donna sarda, questa volta anche sarda come Totò Richessa, e lei è venuta quest'anno al Jazz Festival qui a Vancouver. Si chiama Franca Masu, e il fisarmonicista che suona con lei, Fausto Beccalossi, è un mostro, è fantastico, uno dei più bravi secondo me, soprattutto nel campo di jazz. Quindi vi faccio sentire questo brano, Tria la vida, e così potete ammirare il talento di Fausto Beccalossi.
Come un'ombra solo tot vora la mar cadava al meu silenci tancat dins dels meus ulls, i la meva pell plena de llum ja s'adormia esperant encontrar-te. Fràgil inquietud, ànima del món, pateixes tal com jo la teva existència i tan mateix. Resta una distància que no mereix i me s'alenteix. c'est la même. T'adorarás que al subir en tus brazos con un hombre sol os vorá la mar cada mar el meu silenci
Just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Just heard a lovely track from Daniele Di Bonaventura, who is a bandoneon player and pianist and composer from Le Marche, from a town called Fermo. And he's probably one of the few bandoneon players in Italy, and he's studied with Dino Saluzzi and others. Absolutely beautiful album called Bandoneon and Bandoneon, and the track was called A Prayer to My Father. Before that, we heard Frank Amazu, the Sardinian singer, with a track featuring Fausto Beccalossi on the accordion. Tre alla Vida is the name of the track from her album Acquamare. Some of you will have seen Frank Amazu and her band play at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival this year. Hopefully we'll see her back on these shores in the not-too-distant future. I wanted to mention a couple of things happening in the music world around Vancouver, well, in the Italian world. Actually, there is the Italian Institute of Culture is holding a screening of a DVD with an amazing collection of arias sung by Pavarotti, one of Italy's best-loved tenors. It's to commemorate the third anniversary of his death, and it's called Pavarotti Forever. Thursday night, September 9th, at 6:15 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. It's free. There's no pre-registration required. You can just turn up and come along to see a DVD screening of music sung by Pavarotti. And if you want to find out more, you can go to the Italian Institute of Culture's website. They are at 500 510 West Hastings Street. The phone number is 604-688-0809. So that's at 6:15 on Thursday night. And the Italian Cultural Centre, which is on Slocan Street in East Van, are holding on Saturday an interesting exhibit about Venice called La Serenissima, Vancouver's love affair with Venice. Join us for the grand opening of this unique museum exhibit that runs through to December 4th. Opening ceremony and reception generously sponsored by the Vicentini Cultural Society at 5:30 p.m. Free admission. So that's on Saturday afternoon, 5:30 at the Italian Cultural Centre. There are lots of other great things happening. You can check out everything that's happening at the italianculturalcentre.ca website, as well as find out about music shows and Italian lessons and all sorts of things. You are listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's 10 to 3. I've got 10 minutes more here with Italian accordion music, and I thought I might swing back to the musician that we first started out with, Filippo Gambetta. And this is a track called Mario, and it's off his brand new album, Andi Rivieni, and it features his dad, Beppe, and it is a song that was written to in honor of, in remembrance of Filippo's grandmother. So here it is, Mario Filippo Gambetta. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 8th Annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival from September 2nd to September 12th. With dozens of films from all over Latin America, the festival brings dramas, documentaries, and social, historical, and political films to Vancouver. This year's festival focuses in on films from Colombia. Films are in Spanish or Portuguese with English subtitles. Visit www.vlaff.org for tickets and a full listing of films. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, September 2nd to 12th.
Thank you.